All right, before we jump into our devotions, let's pray. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and we thank you so much for this opportunity, God, for VBS. God, we thank you that we get to invite all these kids, God, who don't know you, God, who aren't raised in church, God, to come, and we get to introduce them to you. God, I lift up all of these helpers today. God, I just pray that you would be with them, that you would give them courage, God, and that you would help each one of us minister to every kid that comes in here. God, because the kids that come in here, the world has shown them so many things, God, that aren't right. And God, I just pray that you would be with us. God, help us to show you to these kids, to love on them, God, and to have fun. I thank you for that. We pray these things in your name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. All right, so our memory verse today, our focus of today is Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. And I'm going to be reading it in New King James because that's my favorite. So it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. First thing, I just love it. We are to be strong in the Lord and the power of our might. No, that's not what it says. It doesn't say be strong in the power of our might, right? It says be strong in the power of his might, which is infinite, right? So much stronger than anything we can be. So awesome. Today's focus is the two kingdoms, right? We have the light kingdom and the kingdom of darkness. And we're teaching kids, like, which one do you choose? Because at the end of the day, you choose one. And the verse, the story that I really wanted to share with you guys today is actually in the Old Testament. And it's a perfect example of choosing the kingdom of God over the kingdom of darkness. Okay, there are three warriors in this story. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Okay, I promise all of you guys know this story, but does anybody know those three warriors? Ooh, some of us do, right? Let's call them by the name that the king of that time gave them. Okay, so we have the king and the world that would be the kingdom of darkness, and then the kingdom of God and these three warriors. Okay, and these three warriors literally stand against the king and his kingdom. And the king actually brought these guys in. They were exiles. They aren't from this land. Okay? And he brought them in and he made them wise men. Okay? And the names that he gave them were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Right? So he changed their names. And we all know this story. How many of you guys have heard this story, right? We know this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, first of all, the king has a dream. Daniel interprets the dream and essentially tells them. The king sees in his dream a statue, right, with a head of gold. And then it breaks down from there. And the head of gold is his kingdom. Daniel says, this is your kingdom. This kingdom will come after you, and this kingdom will come after you. Well, and the king in his own pride is like, well, you know what? I'm going to make my kingdom last forever. So he builds for himself a huge gold statue, all gold, that signifies to him that, hey, my kingdom will last forever, right? The kingdom of this earth. And he says, when we go out there, we're going to sing, we're going to praise, and we're going to bow down to this statue. And he says, anybody who doesn't will be thrown into the fiery furnace. So they get out there. And at this point, just a side note, Daniel was probably somewhere else. They think Daniel was on mission or somewhere traveling, so he wasn't there to bow down. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three boys that were born into the kingdom of light, that were born with God and who were raised in God, had to make a choice. Were they going to bow down and serve the kingdom of darkness, or were they going to stand and serve the kingdom of light? So they all get out there, right? The harpers start playing, they start worshiping, And everyone bows down except these three boys, right? These three boys from Israel, they're on their feet, okay? And the king is furious. He comes up and he sees them, his three wise men that he brought over. He made them wise men. He put so much into them. They were standing and not obeying his command. And this is probably my favorite interaction in the whole Bible. So he comes to them and says, "Why didn't you bow? I'm going to give you another chance, right? When the harp and when the lyre play again, you bow. And if not, I'm going to throw you into the furnace." And I love this. This is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego reply to the king. This is in Daniel 3, verse 16, if you guys want to follow along. It says, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king," oh, sorry, I forgot one cruel thing. So he did say, "I'm going to throw you into a fiery furnace, and who is the God that can save you from that fire," right? Who is the God? Because we know the kingdom of darkness leads to hell, leads to the fire. The kingdom of light leads to heaven. And the king says, "Who is the God who can save you from that fire?" And here's their response. I love it. "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image you have set up.'" Woo-hoo, I love this, because whose power are they relying on right now? Are they relying on their power? No, because their power can't save them from a fiery furnace, right? They're relying on the strength of God. "Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." That's where they're relying. And they said, "You know what? Our God can save us. But we want you to know that, guess what? Even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down." And we know from this point, the king gets angry, fiery mad. He heats up the furnace 7 times hotter, so hot that when the guards went to take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the flames, they died just from heat, the heat exposure on the outside, right? It was that hot. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go in. The only thing that burns up is what was binding them. The ropes that were binding them burn up. And the king looks in and says, "Hey, didn't we only put 3 guys in the fire? There's 4 in there now, right?" And the Son of Man, Jesus, was in there walking with them in the fire. Because they did not rely on their own strength, because they chose the kingdom of light, God was with them. And here's the last thing I want to share with you. This is Nebuchadnezzar's response after seeing all of this. So these 3 guys change the heart of a king, okay? And I want you to hear this. So this is in verse 28 of Daniel chapter 3. It says, "Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, 'Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." So King Nebuchadnezzar set up his statue, his God that people would worship, right? These 3 guys had courage to stand up to that. And at the end, the king said, "There's no other God that can save from what I just did to these boys," right? Those 3 boys had the courage to introduce the king to their God. And that king never forgot that. Today, you guys all have that chance to have courage to introduce your God to each one of these kids that are coming in. Because the world out there today is telling so many things to these kids that aren't true. Our world is going crazy. We have the truth. Take courage and share that truth today. I want to end with this. I saw this on, this isn't mine, but I want to end with this little quote. It says, "Courage is contagious. So be courageous." Right? 3 guys stood up to a nation and God delivered them from that. look at how many people we have in here to stand up to the world, to the dark side, right? So be courageous today, guys. Witness to those kids. Minister to those kids. Share the love of Jesus. Thank you.